Welcome to Building Cross-Platform Apps with Apache Cordova and Microsoft Build vNext. I am your host and one-man project team, Josh Gerwig. What I'd like to do is go through a couple of points in the backstory around why I'm doing this and what we're going to be covering and some next steps. So why Cordova? It's pretty simple. One is there's a really simple API to use for it. It uses HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, which most developers nowadays are pretty familiar with. It allows you to compile it down to device-specific targets, which is very helpful for folks who want to get things out to market for iOS, for Android, and for Windows devices. And quite frankly, it's free. I would have probably used Xamarin just out of the fact that I love C#, but I can't personally afford the $1,000 per platform fee for developing. It's not a dig on Xamarin by any means. It's more of a dig on my wallet. What is Frankenbuild? Frankenbuild is my build lab at home. It started off through some old equipment that I had laying around and the dog fooding initiative that I was working on a few months back with the alpha version of Build vNext. Now, I wanted to start testing it cross-platform, A, because obviously, you can do that. You can use the agent on more than just Windows. And B, I wanted to see if I could get it to work on a bunch of different configurations, mainly to satisfy scenarios such as I've got an old server laying around at work. I'd like to turn it into an agent box. It would save us on having to pay for and provision new equipment, things like that. And I ended up with a Mac Mini, a netbook, an old PC tower, and a Raspberry Pi 2 that all are running build agents of various shapes and sizes. Also got the site, frankenbuild.net, which details out a little bit more around what the different agents are, how they're set up, and things of that nature, so that's always fun. So what's covered? We're going to talk about build infrastructure design. We're going to talk about Visual Studio Online setup. So we're going to go from queues to agent pools to team project to the actual build definitions themselves. So we're going to cover the whole gamut. And the thought is to make sure that we touch on aspects that developers who are comfortable with Windows as their primary machine or Mac as their primary machine or Linux as their primary machine for development, giving each person something to focus in on and say, hey, I can relate to that. So hopefully that gets captured. Finally, next steps, links and resources, you'll find that in the document. The actual walkthrough document, the last page, there's 8 or 10 different links that leads you out to the resources for Apache Cordova, for the Rangers, even some specific things around Xcode settings and Android Studio settings for your projects. So hopefully that will be helpful as well. Where can you download Git? Git being the walkthrough. If you look in the project artifacts below, you'll be able to see the link for the actual demo. If you have questions, feel free to give me a shout. Drop me an email. I'll post some comments on this page and you should be good to go. So this is the graphical representation of the walkthrough. On the left-hand side, you've got your development environments. Whether you're on Linux, Windows, or Mac, you can use Visual Studio Code. You could use Visual Studio on Windows. You could use things like Sublime on Mac. Maybe you want to use MonoDevelop, even a simple text editor on Linux, totally your call. We're using Git for the source control. So local repos, you're obviously going to be making, committing changes and then pushing to the remote. And the remote's going to be located in Visual Studio Online, which is where you're also going to find your build definitions. So as you can see here, we've got the Linux build, the OS 10 or Mac build, and then your Windows build. For each one of these on check-in, or commit, or push, however you like to refer to it as, it's going to push down instructions to build the code for each of those respective platforms. On Linux, we're running the agent in Docker containers. On Mac, we're going to run it via the node VSO agent command. And on Windows, you're going to use the VSO agent XE installed as a service, which will automatically pick up any incoming build requests. And as you can see, this is kind of the Frankenbuild pool, shall we say. I also wanted to highlight that there are some dependencies that you have to keep in mind. Cross-platform, you're going to need Apache Cordova, obviously. Node, Grunt for some of the pre-build tasks if you're using anything for front-end compilation, minification, things like that, and Node Package Manager for managing dependencies should you decide to include anything additional in your application. For Windows, you obviously have to have Visual Studio on the machine that you're trying to target build for Windows, and for Mac, you need to have Xcode installed.
We're going to be covering the Apache Cordova and Build vNext walkthrough that I wrote up, and hopefully this won't bore anyone to tears. What I'd like to start off with is showing how you can configure queues, which ultimately helps you to configure the agent pools for the various agents that you're going to set up for this particular walkthrough. So what we're going to do is go over to the admin portal and go to the collection administration page, and we're going to go to the build tab. So what I have here is I've got my default queue, which initially got set up when I first set up my Visual Studio Online account. And there are three other queues that I've set up, one for each respective operating system. Now, there's nothing that says you have to do it this way. I wanted to do it this way just to show the differences in the operating systems. You could certainly just stick with the default queue and have your build definitions and build agents work it out amongst themselves. But I felt it was a little bit important to at least highlight that these were indeed separate entities. So really all you have to do is click on New Queue. You can change this to whatever you want. Maybe you want to put in Win64, or maybe you want to put in Macintosh to actually take care of the Mac stuff. Notice I've already got one in here for that. And that's pretty much all you have to do for those. Once you get those set up, you can go on to configuring the agents. So next up, we are going to new repo and a new team project. So in here, we're going to click new, and this is just the main Visual Studio Online team project collection window. And we'll call this Frank and Cordova, a Cordova app built using the Frankenbuild ecosystem. We're going to leave it at Scrum, and we're going to change this to Git. It's more of a personal preference for me. I happen to find working in Git a little bit easier, and that's just my personal preference. So that's what we're going to use. We're going to let this create the team project, and now we can navigate to the project. Next up, what it should do is give us a choice to either go to the work items or go to the code. We're going to go to the code, and we're going to initialize the repo so that we can immediately pull it down and start adding stuff to it. So we'll go to code. It's ready. We want to initialize it by creating a README file. So we're going to click on that. And what this should do is take us to a new page where we can edit the newly created README. The repo is now ready to be cloned, and we can start adding stuff to it. Okay, so next we're going to pull down the newly created Git repo. We're going to add some Cordova commit and push back to the main repository in Visual Studio Online. So let's get somewhere where we can clone this. And we'll do sudo git clone slash git slash Cordova. There we go. It should prompt me for my credentials, which it does. There, just to make sure, there it is. And we're gonna go in, look around, only a README, which is exactly what we want. Next up, we want to use the Cordova command line utility that we installed via NPM. It's one of the prerequisites listed in the walkthrough. We're going to create. Directory name is gonna be source. I like to keep things fairly simple, so doc for documentation, SRC for source, and so on and so forth. Next, we're going to do io.mydomain, and you can change that to whatever you'd like. If you want to change that to your actual domain, if you want to put some other domain name in there, that's fine. It's usually something that's used for tracking purposes and configuration purposes when you look into like the app manifest and things like that. It's also how the Java support classes get generated as well. They'll use that as part of the namespace name. Finally, we are going to do the the name of the project, so you won't see this right away, but when we add platforms, this is what it's going to add as the project name. I would like to say that I realize that it seems a bit backwards following this versus following the walkthrough. The reason for that is kind of twofold. One is that I wanted to show the experience of creating the platform code and using the agent on a non-Windows machine, first of all. And second of all, there may be folks out there who are more comfortable using a command line interface and more comfortable using a Mac or a Linux as a primary development machine. So hopefully that helps more folks feel at home with what's going on here. All right, so we're good. Let's take a look. Yep, there's our source directory. We're going to go in there. So we've got our standard directories plus our config. And now comes the fun part. Don't forget your sudo. Cordova platforms add. We're going to add iOS. And then we're going to add Android after that because I do have the Android SDK installed on here. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that you will need to install the Windows platform version on a Windows machine. Anytime you use the command line, it's going to look for those assemblies and SDKs locally, and if it can't find them, it's not going to generate the platform code for you. While you typically need a Mac for the iOS platform add, you will typically need a Windows machine for the Windows add. In Android, you can do from anywhere. You can do it from a Linux box, a Mac box, or a Windows box. As long as you have the SDK installed, you're pretty much good to go. There we go. Now we'll do the same thing, only we're going to do Android. And here you see it's adding it. There's your project name, your package, io.mydomain. And it's going to target version 22 SDK. There you go. So now we've added those two platforms. What we're going to do is we're going to commit with a message of added platform code for iOS and Android. We'll add all the files. Now we should be able to commit. There we go. That's better. Next up, we're going to push. And it's going to ask us for credentials again. There we go. Perfect. So now we'll come back over to our repo in Visual Studio Online. Let's just do a quick refresh, make sure everything is there. And there's our source folder. Make sure everything else looks okay. Platforms, we should have two. There we go. One of the things that I like to do is actually validate that things build before I go writing build definitions to trigger them, said build machines. Maybe I'm a little paranoid or pessimistic, but I just like to make sure things work. One of the things you might run into an issue with in iOS or Mac is if you use a sudo user to create the iOS platform code as we did here, you're going to need to modify some things in order for it to work properly. Now, if your setup does not force you to use sudo to actually run the command line stuff for Node or anything else, then you should be okay. But I am not one of those fortunate people. So I'll show you what I'm talking about. We're going to open up Xcode, a Franken Cordova project. And as you can see, we are in Cordova Source Platforms iOS. And there's our little Xcode project buddy. We're going to open that, and then it's going to yell at us because we can't save the workspace, which is fine. Don't unlock, and when it opens up, we're just going to get out of here and quit Xcode. No, that's fine. So you can see the little cheat command here. We're just going to paste it down here. Now I'm doing a change owner recursively on that iOS folder, changing it to my local user account. Now what we should see if we go down here and we go to open this is it should open it without complaining whatsoever, which is exactly what we want. There we go. No complaining dialogues. Looks like it's actually doing some good. It's going to index some stuff. Let's just expand and take a look. Okay, looks all right.
Next, what we're going to do
is we're going to pull down the source and we're going to add the Windows platform to it. So let's open a command prompt and we will clone it right here. And there's our trusty friend Franken Cordova. Just open it and fat finger the password. Nope, looks good. Alright, so we will cd in and we will do Cordova platforms add Windows. Fairly painless. Next up, let's go check it out. And there's our solution file. So we will automatically allow the upgrade to Windows 8.1, and you'll notice it disables the Windows 8.0 app and just kind of leaves it hanging there. Here's all of our stuff under the www folder, and this is a shared project, so any changes that you make in here will be reflected not only in the Windows project but also in the phone project. And if we were going to fire this up, you'll see the default project just loads, and that's pretty much all there is to it. Nice and easy. Now the fun begins. We are going to go to Visual Studio Online. We are going to go into the Franken Cordova project. We are going to go to build.preview. And we're going to set up some build definitions. These are all pretty quick and painless to set up. Really, for this one, all we have to do is go into Source, Platforms, Windows, and select this solution. One thing I like to try and do is make sure that these settings all look good, especially for the test. Yeah, sometimes that can come back to bite you. I'll slap that on continue on error just to make sure. Let's go check out our repository. That looks okay. And go into triggers. We're going to set this up as a continuous integration build. We're not going to batch changes. And on the demands side, everything looks like it's all online, so that should be okay. The build number format, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change the output format to say FrankenWin, just because. And we're going to save this as FrankenWindows. Creation of new Franken build definition for the Windows Cordova source. That's all you need for that one. Next up, we're going to go over to Xcode. Workspace path. This is where we have to drill in to the iOS stuff. And you'll notice that the Xcode project here will show up as a folder. You'll select the workspace path, and then for the scheme name, you're going to put that in. We are also going to do the same for this one, and we will use the same scheme name for that as well. Let's check out the repository. That looks good. We're going to go to triggers. We're going to set this as CI as well. No batch, and we're going to call this one franken-mac, because why not? And it's only going to look for Xcode, which is fine. So we'll save this as franken-macintosh mac build. And using franken-build environment for iOS Cordova project. The final definition that we're going to set up is the Android definition. And really all we need for that is the Gradle task. Working directory, we just need to set it up to go to source, and then platforms, Android. And it should pick up the fact that there's a Gradle W command in there. Let's check the repo. That looks okay. Triggers, again, we need to set up CI, and we're going to take the batch changes off so that it builds no matter what change gets checked in. And this is going to be frankandroid. And we'll just put the day for now. And that should be all we need for the time being. So what we'll do is we'll save this as frankandroid, and this will be the franken build definition for Android Cordova code. And that's all there is to it. We've just set up three CI builds, all three of which will trigger as soon as you check in any change to the repo. This will allow you to actually have platform-specific executables and drops on the individual machines where the agents are placed, and they'll be built natively using the iOS SDK and the Android SDK, as well as the Windows SDK and Visual Studio.